Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. So if you're new to this podcast, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episodes because we are in season two. I am so excited to share what I believe is a powerful nugget that is inspired by God that He gave me for you and for me as well. So the title of this episode is Check Your Soil. So every time that I was preparing for this topic and I was searching throughout the Bible for scriptural texts that would validate the topic, I kept coming back to Matthew 13 verses 3 through 8, and it reads, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown." So this passage of scripture really made me think a lot about the soil and how it is so important and how that correlates actually to the condition of our hearts. So in that passage of scripture, there were four types of soil that were described. The first type was a path. So you are looking at a path and it's the place where one walks. It's very hard and it causes the dirt to become packed from the weight of being traveled on. So if you look at different walking trails, you can see that the soil is very packed, even if it's a grassy area and people are consistently walking over it. The second type of soil is a rocky place. So what it does, it blocks the roots from actually adhering to the ground and forming. The third type is a thorn. So what it does, it crowds the plants. So it's like pushing the plants out of the way so that they cannot grow. And then the fourth type is good soil. So it produces more than what was planted. Now, the soil of our hearts is something that we should consistently conduct maintenance on. I want you to think about this. Has your heart become hard? Do you find it hard to love and to trust again after enduring hurts? Are you a blessing blocker for yourself or other people? Do you find yourself trying to manipulate relationships so that the other party is solely dependent on you for support? We've got to watch that. Are you the type of person that cultivates your soil so much that everyone that is connected to you feels empowered after an interaction with you? A benefit to checking your soil is that it gives you the ability to maintain the company that you keep. Now, let's talk a little bit about gardening. And I can admit that I don't have a big green thumb, but my grandma does, and she has taught me a lot about gardening. So I know that in order for certain flowers to grow, you have to be intentional about what you plant near them. Certain flowers have what we call a takeover spirit, and they'll choke out their neighbors. So as we're thinking about the soil of our heart, the condition of our heart, and checking our soil, I want us to be watchful of how we feel when others receive good news, especially when it seems like nothing good is happening for you. I want us to be intentional about not manipulating our relationships with jealousy, resentment, and even unforgiveness. So what I found to be the best strategy is to make sure that my heart is as uncluttered as possible. And the way that I do that, I like to let things go. Once I've discussed something with someone that may have upset me, I want to forgive freely and I want to forgive often. You want to activate your spiritual discernment and keep your eyes and ears open by paying attention to everything that involves you directly and indirectly. So when you notice that something pushes your buttons or this person frustrates you, I want you to activate this spiritual discernment. And then there's just some people that you can't be around, and you have to be able to discern that and to decipher that and know, okay, it's okay. I'm going to pull myself back because right now I really can't engage in this because it is disrupting the soul of my heart. So I searched for some tips, and it's really applicable to this lesson. Although it's talking about tending the soil when you're planting a garden or flowers or even produce. So some of the tips that I found, number one, test the soil. So if we were to apply that to this topic, that means that we should conduct a self-evaluation and do it often. From time to time, evaluate how you're responding to things, how you're reacting to things, how you feel when you hear a certain person's name or you see a picture of someone. How does it make you feel? Always conduct a self-evaluation. Number two, you need to remove unnecessary things. And this is anything that hinders your growth. It has to go. Anything that's going to stop you, that's going to block you, that's going to make you slow it down, you need to remove that. The third thing, you want to apply pressure when you become tense. A little tidbit about me, one thing that I love, and I've been doing it for 3 years, I get massages, and I get them often. So massages, I really didn't believe in it at first. I didn't think it was going to be really beneficial, but it has literally transformed my physical health. Even how I feel on the inside, having my therapist to apply that pressure helps to alleviate tension in my body and stress. So when you apply pressure, you're removing what causes you pain and frustration. I can go in and get on that massage table and I leave feeling like a brand new woman because she applied pressure. The fourth thing, we want to add necessary materials. So for me, that's incorporating more quiet time, that's spending more time with the Father, that's just taking the time to slow it down. So when we apply those things that are necessary, it helps us to alleviate the things that are not necessary. The fifth tip said to adjust the pH balance. So if you have a science background like me, you know that you can be more acidic, or you really want to be neutral. So you have two different ways that you can take something when you're looking at pH, which has been a long time since I looked at it. I can admit, and I was thinking about this, it's been 20 years since I started undergrad, but that's neither here nor there. So when you adjust the pH balance, if you are too much of something, that means you're lacking in another area. And the goal, again, is to be balanced. So you should aim to be level-headed, to be driven, compassionate, and humble. Always adjust yourself. When I started driving, my dad told me something that I applied to my everyday life. He said that driving is not difficult. What you have to do is make minor adjustments. So as you're going through life and you're faced with different challenges and trials, make minor adjustments. You don't have to go too far to the left. You don't have to go too far to the right. Just make those minor adjustments when you see that your soil may be becoming a little contaminated. And the sixth tip that I want to talk about is be patient. Know that you're always going to have some weak areas, and these are just things that help us to focus on improvement and refinement. Because the goal of life, I believe, God wants us to continuously go through self-development, becoming the best version of yourself possible. And you have to be patient with yourself because we are not perfect. We are not infallible. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to trip up. We're going to fall down. But the most important thing is to be patient with yourself. Get up, start over again, and just keep it moving. So in order for growth to occur, first check the soil of your heart. I want you to evaluate the condition of the seeds that you're trying to plant and those that are trying to take root in your life. eliminate all distractions as it relates to people and things. People often ask me, how are you able to do this and you're doing that and you're speaking here? It is because I have made up in my mind that I'm going to eliminate distractions. I'm going to keep my heart pure and keep my eyes and ears open so that I can hear the Father clearly and He leads and guides me. I try to always apply Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and it keeps me focused. You know, I let the Lord lead me and I don't lean to my own understanding. And it's just so much better. Life is so much more fulfilling because the soil of my heart is good ground. So in this year, I'm striving to be much more intentional about how I exert my energy and the types of things that I involve myself in. So if it's not benefiting me, if I don't see the value in it, I'm removing myself and making room for other things so that I can always be effective. I hope that this segment has given you some strategies to complete a self-evaluation that is both beneficial and helpful. Remember to check your soil as frequently as possible. So again, I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry, and until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
We invite you to check out Dr. Andrea Curry, PhD, MHA, CPHT. She's an author, dissertation editor, doctor of philosophy, motivational speaker, mind-to-heart podcast host, and mentor. Please direct all booking inquiries to dracwrights@gmail.com. That's dracwrights@gmail.com. Also, you can connect with Dr. Andrea Curry on the following platforms: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube.